and lords. Enough. Their body, their basic self said, yes, this is going to do it. Remember, your subconscious works through the autonomic nervous system. It's in charge of the body. It can cause or cure any disease if it's permitted under the laws of karma, let's say, to use a metaphysical image. When someone is hypnotized, a good hypnotist with a good subject can put an ice cube on their arm and say, I'm about to touch you with a lit cigarette. The person will jump and a welt will raise up. Who raised that welt? Was it their conscious mind? Can you concentrate really hard in your arm and raise a welt? I doubt it. The subconscious could do that. It can bring in states of hypermotivation and concentration where our memory improves. There's some controversy about whether it's a magical state, you know, or just a state of concentration and high motivation. Nevertheless, we can even solve problems with our subconscious. When I was coaching at Stanford, one of the gymnasts came in and said, Dan, I was in Professor Dement's, Bill Dement's, an expert on sleep and dreaming. He said, I was in Bill Dement's dreaming class, and he just gave us an interesting problem, and I just can't figure it out. It's a problem we were supposed to solve overnight in our dreams. And I said, what's the problem? He said, oh, the problem, it's H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O. I said, wait a minute, tell me again, what's the problem? He said, H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O. I said, well, I don't understand. He said, I don't either, but we're supposed to solve it tonight in our sleep. And they were writing down their dreams every night. Well, the next morning he came in, he worked in the gym to sweep up and mop the place, part of his scholarship. And I said, Ted, do you have any dreams? He said, I didn't solve it. I don't know what happened. He said, all I dreamt about an ocean. I was in an old schooner and it was crashing in the waves and there was a storm, lightning and thunder, like one of the old movies, and water splashing everywhere and pouring down. And he said, I haven't a clue, you know. Well, he came back that afternoon after he'd gone to the class and said, I solved the riddle and I didn't know it. I said, what do you mean? He said, the riddle, H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O, are the letters H to O. H to O. Water. And that's all he dreamt about, it seems like, that whole night. Water. His subconscious knew the answer. His conscious mind didn't. The conscious, the intuition, has powers and abilities we don't often trust. But it can do things our conscious mind cannot. There are ways to access the subconscious. One, meditation. It's a good way to start opening up the subconscious. Meditation is one of the best. Another is dream yoga. Now, like many people, I really didn't remember my dreams much. I rarely remember my dreams. You may not either. Then one day I decided, I said, you know what? I better know more about my shadow. So I went to a Jungian therapist because they work with dreams. And the first session, she, to my dismay, she said, Dan, next week when you come back, bring me your dreams. And I was going, what dreams? I can't remember my dreams. She said, just bring me your dreams. Well, I woke up every night at 4 in the morning when the Midnight Express dropped me off, or 3 in the morning, I was waking up and going, oh yeah. I was getting these impressions and starting to scribble them down. I didn't want to wake my wife. I was turning on the light to write them down. That was bothering her. So I got a little tape recorder and I was trying not to wake her. So I whispered into it for a while. I went, I was half asleep, you know. The next morning I turned the recorder on and all it said was, so I stopped doing that. So I started writing with it anyway. But I was willing to wake up and I was motivated to remember my dreams. I brought her the next week, a guy who doesn't remember his dreams. I brought back 5 single space typed pages of dreams. So you'd be surprised. You can remember your dreams. If you really decide to, you can. And they're fascinating. Endless imagery and symbolism. And it's straight out of the subconscious. Now, some dreams mean you had too much pizza the night before. Ate too much ice cream, whatever. Some dreams are insignificant. They're a result of physiological things and so on. But other dreams, especially when you can't make hide or hair, they're really symbolic, can be the most interesting. And they're sides of your character. We'll go into that a little more when we talk about illuminating your shadow tomorrow. But in the meantime, the subconscious can give you many, many images. What dream yoga is, the Tibetans have a way of working the bardo, the space between lives. That's what they call it, the space between lives. And they do it in the dream state. They become conscious of their dreams. Today we call it lucid dreaming. Stephen LaBerge, also at Stanford, wrote a book called Lucid Dreaming. And what they do is, you remember to look at your hand in a dream. You keep reminding yourself, every time you're dreaming, you look at your hand. And that can wake you up to lucid dreaming where you realize you're dreaming, but you're still asleep. Does that make any sense? You're in the dream, but instead of dreaming it, you know you're asleep and dreaming. So if you see a monster, it's not so terrifying, it's there, but you have a choice what to do because you're awake, you realize this is a dream. That's what lucid dreaming is. Some people are lucid dreamers, or they have a certain percentage. Others of us just dream unconsciously, it seems real, then we wake up. How do you know this isn't a dream right now? Didn't you have to think about it for a moment? There's a certain quality now. You ask yourself, am I dreaming? One way you can lucid dream and practice this dream yoga is to ask yourself at random points during the day, am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? And check it out. No, I think I'm awake. There's a different quality about dreams and waking reality. When you do that, you also form the habit while you're dreaming of going, am I dreaming? And then you'll realize,